Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's our first week of J.B. Neal's Edgewood Mustangs tomorrow night, and it should be a dandy as Indian Creek comes in to Ellettsville. Both clubs are 2-0. In the WIC East, both clubs possess 23-point scorers. We have J.B.'s outstanding senior guard in Cooper Bybee and the Braves' Tim Abel. Kid is shooting 53% from behind the line in this 3-1 season for the Braves and can, go fill it up, as J.B. was telling me.
He's an athletic kid. He drove baseline on Cloverdale and dunked one, and it was out of the offense. So, that was a little scary. But they're just long, strong, athletic kids that, they – bring a lot of matchup problems for us in certain areas, but defending their threes and keeping them out of the paint, that's going to be a key.
I want to talk to you about defensive principles because it doesn't change. I mean, it varies according to your opponent. Is it more difficult when you come into a new situation, JB, like you have at Edgewood, to incorporate offense first or defense first? And obviously, I know you're a big man-to-man guy, but has it been a good transition there?
Yeah, it has. I think the kids have bought into it, but it's just been a slow process defensively of, stopping the ball in transition and rotating and things like that. When you're used to playing a lot of matchup zone, you're not really looking to pressure the ball. You're more apt to allow them to shoot so you can get it and go shoot. And I prefer to dictate the offensive shots. We continue to get better at it.
Well, I tell you, JB's crew 4-2, and they're coming into this one off a tough 3-point home court loss to Bloomfield last Saturday. The girls will tip off the WIC twin bill in the Corral at 6. Gary Sims' girls are 9-3. NFL mismatch time, perhaps? I don't know. Seattle welcomes in the LA Rams pregame at 8. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I mean, after this week in a bout with the books, these last couple of practices, bowl practices and Tom Allen's camp, been kind of fun, competitive, and a winner emerging daily, offense or defense. For instance, Wednesday's fifth practice was who could stop the other in the red zone. Coach Tom keeping them loose, and as he looks to Christmas week ahead of the Foster Farms Bowl out in Santa Clara, the squad leaves, by the way, a week from tomorrow. He was telling me he's got a pretty good handle and grip on practice plans in the days.
I kind of get outside of the Monday, our day of prep. It's going to be a pretty full week of practice and preparation. So we'll have two padded practices and then a helmets only and then a walkthrough. So we'll be on really kind of a normal schedule once we get there, so which is good.
This is a great time for the kids that, the second teamers, so to speak, mm-hmm. The red shirts to get these extra reps. What's that mean and what have you seen in that regard?
Yeah, we really tried to work those guys in a lot. We call it developmental work and just your fundamentals, because oftentimes those guys, they don't get a chance to run our scheme. Sure. They're running the scout team and they're running your opponent's looks each week. So it's been really good for them to even just learn the signals, know the calls. The fundamental piece, though, is still, basics. We're just working on tackling and shedding blocks on defense and blocking and catching the football and just doing little things right on offense. And so just getting our guys that don't usually get that extra work, get that time in. So it's an extra month of practice, so it's like a whole extra spring ball for your guys. And so I know that that's a huge advantage for teams that play in the bowl games, and we're going to take full advantage of it.
I'll tell you one thing, for being a rookie coach, I mean, he's got a great handle on a lot of things. We know what he can do defensively. Now, he's having fun with the offense, the entire team, the bowl planning. Like I say, he is headed in the right direction with this football club. That's Tom Allen. NFL Thursday Night Football arrives tonight. It's the Seahawks entertaining the Rams pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.